Sean Carolyn, our sports digital media guru for SportsGeekHQ.com.
You know you've made it when you've got the intro. Hello, Sports Geek.
G'day, Half. How you doing?
I'm going very, very well. But, well, not as well as you, because you're going on a junket next week, eh? Oh,
it's not a junket. It's a junket. It's a work investigation and a bit of a trip. So, yeah, going over to the States, primarily for Social Media Marketing World in San Diego. And
is it like Disneyland?
It's not quite like Disneyland. Yeah, it's just there's the Twitter ride and the Facebook ride. Not quite. Bit of a conference, sort of learn what the latest in social and digital is.
Right.
Meet up with a few of the gurus, like Guy Kawasaki and Chris Brogan and the like. So it should be an interesting thing. And being sports geek, I can't go over the States and not taking a bit of sports. So heading over to San Francisco, I'm going to catch up with the guys of the Warriors and hopefully see Bogut have a win.
Oh, nice.
Playing next Wednesday, and then heading up to Portland to catch up with the guys at the Trailblazers and see how they do with their operations and all things digital there. So, as well as catch up with a few other sort of tech companies in the San Francisco area.
I know you work with a lot of sports teams here in Australia. Do you have any overseas in the States that and would they hire an Aussie?
Oh, they have previously. We've done work with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and so we're going to go over there with a few things in our kit bag to entice them. But most likely we'll do a bit of a workshop, see what they're doing currently, and see if there's a way we can help them out a little bit.
Do you plan on going to any bars or pubs with some special activities?
That's the worst intro ever, but no, because that could go anywhere. Well, as a lead in, I'll take it. The Iron Pigs they're a Philadelphia AAA affiliate in Major League Minor League Baseball.
What are they called?
The Iron Pigs. High Valley Iron Pigs. They are introducing urine-controlled gaming.
Yeah. Now, see, this is awesome. Now, this is not a joke, people. I've seen the link to this.
And so you can see, if you want to see what we're talking about, you can go to the Sports Geek Facebook page, facebook.com/sportsgeek. And what this is a pee-controlled video game. Yep. You can be sitting there, go there at halftime and relieve yourself, but at the same time play a bit of Temple Run or some skiing game or something.
Yes, slalom sort of skiing.
And you effectively can control the controller with your flow.
The direction of your flow.
Yeah, so if you want to go left, you veer left. If you want to go right, you veer right. And if to quote Ghostbusters, don't cross the streams.
Don't cross streams.
You never know what might happen. And, so you can only imagine that at a packed, say, an MCG at quarter time, whenever it's completely bursting at the seams as everyone's trying to unload what they may have partaken in the first quarter.
Yes.
And some guy's trying to complete a level in front of you. And you're like, dude, you're doing the little dance, the backwards and forwards. And, now he's trying to get all the, get all the coins or something. But, it's just another way of providing that interactivity. I don't think it'll take off. I wouldn't want to be the guy that services these machines.
No, that's a good point.
But it is another way for them to put in advertising. It comes out of the UK and they're saying, sales of Corona have gone up. Well, you're in a bar and, I don't know if it's going to encourage more drinking because you want to go to the toilet more often, but
you don't want to be, because you hold people up.
You'll be holding people
up.
It's
an in-and-out type activity, isn't it? It's just
exactly.
Get out.
Maybe it's a tag team. Can you just finish my game? No worries.
There you go. There's got to be a pause button somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want someone just sort of sliding across. There's danger written all over it. So Minor League Baseball has been known for, quirky promotions. The marketing manager from the Iron Pigs, did announce it saying, hopes it makes a big splash.
Nice.
You get all the puns there. So they're known for having really weird and wacky promotions. But
it's very sexist for mine, because what are the girls going to do? What are they going to play? Are they going to play?
Yeah, well, I don't think they're going to be, I don't think they're installing it in the female toilets.
That's very sexist. We can't have this.
Yeah, I've got nothing for you there. I don't know if they're looking at another type of game, but it just shows you that they're trying to leverage, and it's a good case for the US stadiums. They do try to leverage every single inch, and now that is moving to the urinal, which is a little bit scary. I don't think we'll see it here anytime soon.
I think we might leave inches at the urinal discussion right there and move along. And as he said, as Sean said, never cross the streams. Mate, enjoy your trip to the US. We'll check in with you next weekend.
Yes, no worries.
Sean Callan at Sports Geek HQ.